Well, actually, Mr. Sproul started at Seaforth. Then when we got it going, it moved up to Caribou Hill and from there to Stride Avenue School. Mm-hmm. And then to Cameron Recreational Center. And now it's changed. At one time, it was called the Burnaby Unified Gymnastics Society. But now I believe, I don't know if there still is a club. We were quite an active club and took part in Lower Mainland and provincial meets. And
what was that, Burnaby?
Unified Gymnastics Society.
Unified Gymnastics.
It stood for bugs, which the coach thought was cute. I thought it was nauseating, but the kids thought it was cute, too.
So, and then now it Sorry. Still operates out of Cameron, does it?
There was a, last I heard, and I think that was a year or so ago, there was some sort of gymnastics group operating out of Cameron, but whether it's a club or whether it's just courses now, I don't know.
Did this draw membership from all over Burnaby or mainly the central part here?
Actually, no, we got memberships from all over Burnaby, some from Vancouver, some from Surrey, a batch from Surrey actually, because at that time Surrey didn't have a club yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach that we had was one of the few good boys coaches. There's a lot of girls gymnastics coaches, but he was a good boys coach.
Mm-hmm. And then did these other people sort of, did other clubs get going in these other areas?
Well, there had been one going for a long time, Phoenix in Vancouver, before the Phoenix, and I forget what the names of the other ones were. Then after Bugs sort of folded, and we lost our coach, and we had different coaches, but we didn't get anybody quite as dynamic as Maurice, who was a good coach, but he had his drawbacks too.
His name was Maurice.
Maurice Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked for the Parks and Recreation Department, and I think left them with a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. However, so Burnaby Municipality has their own viewpoint on him. Mm-hmm. But when he started, he was truly an excellent boys coach.
And he was paid by the Parks branch, or he worked for them and coached the team?
At the beginning, it was worked for them, and we paid through the municipality. Then when we became an independent society, we just got space from the municipality, and we paid our coaches and everything.
Mm. What years would this have run between, like, from when you started it here at...
It didn't start at Seaforth as a club. It started as a club up at Caribou. And must have been Joe and... Oh, my goodness. Joe is... Mary's going to be 31, and that means Joe's going to be 30. Be 6 in grade 1 plus 7 is 13. 13, and Joe was born in... 60. So that makes what? 60? No. I'm not getting dizzy here. He was born in 60 plus 13 is 73. So I would think about